This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, he's given us a chance to win every night, and bottom line is the other night we scored one, and you can ask your goalie to give up two or less. It gives you a good chance to win, and he's gamed it out for us. He's made some big saves. You know, he did in Sweden in overtime, and you know, I think the one thing that people aren't understanding as well at times, like, he's like a third defenseman back there, so every time he touches a puck, we're clean on the breakout. So he's got gamemanship in him, and 100% confident this kid will get it done for us.
That was Canada coach John Cooper talking about Jordan Binnington and his reason for starting Binnington throughout this tournament. Honestly, Binnington hasn't come back to backfire on them. He hasn't played great, but he hasn't been as terrible as he could be at times. Like, the low points of Jordan Binnington are fantastic, especially when he gets angry and he flames out and goes nuts. But Evan said something to me at the break about that, Joe. And he said maybe it's because he's got the Maple Leaf crest on his jersey that he's not getting into it. Because I thought that Binnington would be a powder keg as he's dealing with the two Tkachuk brothers in that game. And no, it wasn't even the case. He was not part of any sort of antics or shenanigans. He led in a couple of softies, but you don't win many games scoring one goal.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't – he's not blowing up in their face by any means.
Yeah, I think that it's – like, he's been fine. And considering the Canadian goaltenders on that roster, I feel like Logan Thompson should have always been there. But that's just me. Now, here's something to think about. What can teams and leagues... what can leagues do? I shouldn't even say teams. What can leagues do about the All-Star Game problem that is going on throughout sports? And that is an interesting question to pose for a multitude of reasons. An All-Star game used to be a draw for people. It used to be something that people would flock to, watching the best players playing against each other in an exhibition match. The Pro Bowl used to be one of the greatest destination games for a football fan. You'd go to Hawaii, you'd watch the game, and it would typically have been a fun and tight contest. The NHL All-Star Game, it had to get more gimmicky over the years. And try to lean in more on the skills competition. But there are iconic moments within those. For me, the first one I remember is Owen Nolan pointing at Dominic Hasek before ripping a slap shot, basically calling his shot and scoring. And in the Pro Bowl, obviously the intensity used to be so typical that Bill Belichick ran a fake punt with Brian Moorman and he got rocked by Sean Taylor.
Oh, I remember that. I mean, we talked about that for the Bills. One of the Bills games, we were out in the newsroom. I was like, Brian Moorman got rocked by who? Because I didn't really remember. I wasn't right. really watching football at that point. But yeah,
Sean Taylor.
Yeah, Sean Taylor. You don't have that anymore. Like, that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And like we were talking about in the first
anymore, yeah.
hour, you have casuals who are driven by contact. You removed any aspect of the game of football pretty much from the Pro Bowl games.
Yeah, and the other part of it is just the most heated, I would say, or intense, I should say, the most intense NBA All-Star game we've seen in a while was 2020 after Kobe Bryant had passed away.
Right, right.
So there was a bit of an emotional attachment there. They're trying to think of ideas now, the NBA, for example, on how to fix their midseason classic as well. And last year, it was just an absolute dud. And the NBA got together with players to try to see what they could do. And this year, they tried a new format. I don't know if it's my style to have liked it, but it was essentially they turned it into... What was it? Like three short games instead of trying to get to like how they would change the score at the end of the game. Like first one getting to 140 wins. And in this one, it's much shorter. It turns one 48-minute game into three shorter games featuring four teams. I don't know if I love that idea. But the NBA is trying to fix it drastically with the All-Star game, possibly leading to, is that the next one to go kaput like the Pro Bowl did? That is the big concern. I think that the NBA All-Star game is going to be next on the chopping block, if not for the NHL committing back to international play for midseason. Because you'll get an All-Star game, what, every other year at that point?
Right, right.
And would it be worth it? Would it be worth it to even keep having an All-Star game in that case?
I feel like not, though. Like, it gets to a certain point with these where I'm kind of like, I'm not watching this. Yeah, the skills competitions can be interesting, don't get me wrong. But you remove the game from the game. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's just not... It's not really appealing to me. I'm not going to waste a Sunday watching the Pro Bowl, a flag football game, and I could go out and play the exact same game with my friends. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, that's not appealing to me whatsoever. And I think they're losing that a little bit. But where this tournament has really, like I said, an All-Star game, but not an All-Star game, right? For the countries.
Yes.
This tournament's really shown, like, hey, if you put a real product out there, not a toned-down one worried about injury. High risk, high reward, in all seriousness.
Yes, and I think that either the NHL or the NBA's All-Star game is next on the chopping block. And the NBA is trying to do everything it can to save it. And I think the NHL is going in the right direction of possibly just walking away from it like the Pro Bowl with the NFL. 803-0550 is the number to call as we get connected with our... Get connected with our fans. It's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Wow, I fumbled that read. Glenn in Rochester, how you doing? And welcome in. Good afternoon.
Hey, guys. Back in the day when I was growing up, there wasn't nearly as much saturation of sports on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to see some of these stars, the All-Star game was a place to... check them out. Also, at that time, there were many players who had off-season jobs because they weren't making millions.
Mm-hmm.
So in their view, if they are on a team that won an All-Star game, they might get paid $25,000 or $40,000. The loser might get $10,000. And that money meant something to them, so they had an incentive to play. And they cared, and they played hard. And in today's TV saturation and mega dollars, mm-hmm. These guys don't need the money. They don't want to get hurt. So the games are meaningless.
Glenn, I appreciate that perspective.
That's my take. I'll hang up and let you guys go on.
No, Glenn, I like the perspective there. Especially
that's a good point.
Bringing up the saturation, the oversaturation nowadays.
Yeah,
that is actually a very good point. You could watch any team, anytime, anywhere.
Exactly.
And,
where
and
there were
from
blackout
any
games,
time.
All of that back in the day.
And from any time, any era. If you can find, if it's in the archives, you can watch it.
Yeah, you could search it on the internet. I could watch the Bills' 4 Super Bowl losses right now if
yeah,
I wanted to.
Exactly.
Without a problem.
That's why it becomes a very fascinating thing that he said there about the lack of saturation back in the day. And that makes sense. Because for that to be the case, that's where you could see any player anytime. Very rarely would you be able to go and watch someone. Unless they came to your stadium or your arena.
Right. And also, the point of the paycheck differential as well.
Yes.
That is a huge, huge factor that I wasn't considering. I don't know where everyone else was, but that's a great point. They weren't getting paid multi-million dollar paychecks. They had other jobs off the field. They were like the referees of today, right?
Mm-hmm.
You have a part-time job with the NFL, and then you work elsewhere, do something else in the offseason.
Yeah.
They would get an extra little, they still get a little chunk of change from going to the Pro Bowl. Drake May discovered that this year. I don't know if you've seen that clip. He's like, we get paid for being here. But back in the day,
it was a volunteer thing.
Yeah. Back in the day, it was an extra paycheck for them. So that made a big difference. So they did play for it.
Yep. Yeah. I think there's a lot to be said about how the games have grown to this point where all-star games, they don't mean as much anymore. And then there's still one that still gathers a lot of attention. That's the MLB All-Star Game.
I watch it every year. That's one I love. Truthfully, that's the one that'll probably last the longest.
It's going to, because I think you still see a lot of the competitive spirit within those games.
Yeah.
And especially with like how pitchers can get worn down, they select enough of them so that you're not really risking too much from your arms to end up in that game and risk injury. But at the same time, if you're on the mound, a wayward ball coming off the bat could still strike you.
Yeah, exactly. They're not putting it behind the net.
Yeah. It's not like it's batting practice or even like the home run derby where you're setting up someone right behind the net and they're just lobbing a pitch at you.
No. Even the home run derby, you could get nailed. One of the kids in the outfield last year, Guerrero Jr., I don't know if you've seen that clip. He gets this kid out there fielding the ball, gets clocked in the forehead.
Yeah, that's
like they're not worried about that. And no offense, all right? Like the kid was totally fine, by the way. It's the only reason I'm talking about it.
Right.
But, you know, They're not putting a net up. They're letting that be that every year. They don't change it.
Yeah, and you still see a bit of an intensity. And again, it's not like baseball contracts are what I would call lowballing at this point.
No, look at what Juan Soto just got. Look at what Ohtani got. Right? Like,
look at what
those are not lowballs.
Look at what your average reliever will get.
Yes, exactly. Like, they're not lowball contracts.
For a relief pitcher, like they get like maybe two innings in a game, and it's like, nope, you're still getting nice comfy spot there, nice comfy amount of cash, and
yeah,
anyone in an All-Star game, like you said, those contracts, those are in an uncapped league, they can get ridiculous.
Oh yeah,
but how is it that baseball manages to make it work? That is the maybe it's because of the lack of physicality that,
right,
that helps change it for you.
Yeah, I think it's the style of the game. I think, you know, you're not in football. You don't want your centers jamming necks now, right? You don't want your linemen getting hurt.
Right.
Even though you have the offseason ahead of you, you just like not to have these players make contact every play, get injured, or quarterbacks, right? God forbid, a star quarterback goes to the Pro Bowl, tears his UCL, he's out for the next season.
Yeah.
Like, I understand it, and I understand why they've moved away from it. But that doesn't mean I like it. And baseball is America's pastime, right?
Yes.
There's the debate now, what's America's sport? Is it football or baseball? Current day, made for TV, it's football. But going in person to baseball games, there's nothing like it. I just think it's like you and I both said, it's the style of the game. There's not contact every play.
Right.
You're standing in the field, you're throwing, you're hitting. Like, yes, there could be injuries, don't get me wrong, like non-contact, turf-related injuries, whatever field you're playing on. But those are so minimal, you cannot account for that and ruin the integrity of the game. The best of the best come out, like the four nations, right? The best of the best come out, and they play baseball, and it's really entertaining.
Yes. And something that the NBA mentioned, by the way, was a potential of a U.S. versus the world format. And I think that that would be a good idea for the NBA. How they would format the game is one thing, but they're pitching the idea of the teams being U.S. versus the world. Especially with how, you know, the United States is always a favorite in Olympic play and everything like that. Against a world team, though, there is a difference between the fact that Jokic is playing for Serbia, and he's probably the only player of that caliber on that team. But then you could throw in a Luka Doncic, a Giannis on that team. Like, that is a lot more star power. That is truly best on best all throughout your roster. And I might even say that a world team would probably be favored these days. So for the NBA, that might be a good way to do it, especially seeing the success of the Four Nations tournament.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But going back to it, like with the NFL, they at least realized at this point the game is not the same. So they have all but eschewed it and turned it into a skills competition. And that's fine. It's also going to mean we're never going to see the words Pro Bowler next to Josh Allen's name.
Right, right. A Patriots rookie has taken his place twice, and some people use that stat. I don't know if you've seen that.
Yeah.
You know, Mac Jones made a Pro Bowl before Josh Allen.
That is a factual statement.
It's a factual statement, but it's also
lacking
not.
Context.
Yes, there's no context to it at the same time. So it's like, yes, what you're saying is factually correct, but it's not at the same time.
It is measurably correct because they played in the games and Allen did not.
Yes.
But at the same time, they only played in the games because Allen would not.
Allen and everybody else, Lamar Jackson, like all these guys, like said, nope, nope. Because
yeah.
Why would you? You're not playing an actual game. There's no stakes.
Yeah, Tyler Huntley made a Pro Bowl. If that wasn't enough to truly say it, and I mean, the Pro Bowl did die a couple of years later after that, actually, so it kind of makes sense. Like, that's where it was like, all right, maybe we did go too far.
Yes.
Maybe we flew too close to the sun. Icarus, you have fallen.
Yeah, seriously.
But, again, it's mystifying to me to watch it in real time of how All-Star games are effectively dying. And to see the NHL make the smart decision is really scary. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I would say so.
It really is this fascination of watching them go down in flames, all these All-Star games, though. Except for baseball.
Yeah.
And I'm glad baseball still has it.
They're not going to go down at all.
No.
I don't think.
No. They are the only one that's going to have their midseason showcase still not just be the closest to the game that is actually played, but also still be able to be played. I don't know what the NBA would do, for example, when it comes to replacing it. But the fact that they've had to change it so many times with the formats and everything like that and trying to reinvent it tells you just how much trouble it's in. Like the dunk contest, Zach and Josh were mentioning this. The three-peat champion of the dunk contest plays in the G League exclusively. And has made more money from winning dunk contests than he has from his entire contract in his professional history.
That's funny. That's awesome.
I think that's remarkable in a different sense of like, hey, man, good for you that you are elite at dunking and creativity. You hate to see that it hasn't translated to the rest of your game, that you're not in the NBA on a regular basis. But, hey, you know what? That is awesome, though, that you are elite at this thing. And it's making you money, and it's making you your living. That's awesome. Bro jumped over a Kia.
Over the Kia.
At 6'2", jumps over a car, make a dunk. It's not like Blake Griffin jumping over the Kia. Man was a power forward. So he had more height, naturally. I still, like, it's still a marvel for me, though, to watch All-Star games dying, in a sense. 803-0550 is the number to call. If you got a take about All-Star games and their death, what they used to be compared to what they are now, by all means, give us a shout and give us a call. For me, I just, again, the Four Nations Tournament, what it's doing for hockey, how it is helping get casual fans into it, is a big deal. And how they follow it up today with these two games, including right now against Canada and Finland, excuse me, that's about to drop right now. I'm watching the game here on TNT in the studio, and we've got the ref cam for the face-off, and there it is. But to see what the Four Nations Tournament's impact has been already without the finish of it happening yet. The ending has not come. But we already know that it's there. The impact that this tournament has had, and the slow deaths of All-Star games has really been the other part of this.
Yeah.
Like, you watch one of these things happen, and it's just like, man, I remember when this was a big deal. And even when it comes to, we were talking about Hall of Fame accolades, Joe, and when's the cutoff about when Pro Bowls matter anymore? Because that becomes a very different measuring stick.
Yeah, I would say, I think we said, after Tom Brady's class, right? Like, that's when the Pro Bowls really started kind of falling back.
That's when those numbers aren't going to matter as much.
Right.
Yeah, because the classes over these next couple of years, they're still going to have where the Pro Bowl does matter. Making it did mean something.
Right. Well, that's the thing, and it's like the All-Pros are really going to take center stage then after that, because that's become the big marker at the end of the season, you know?
Yeah. And you look at it, for example, with hockey, there's not an All-Star game every year.
No.
And typically in the past, that had to do with Olympic competition. And now the NHL is straying away from All-Star games, like I mentioned, because they're going to be bringing back the World Cup of Hockey. So every 2 years, there's going to be international games played in a mid-season pause. So what do you do with those every other years? Do you even bother with All-Star games at that point? We'll get one more phone call in before we hit another break. We'll go to Phil in Amherst. Phil, how you doing? Welcome.
Good. How are you?
Not too bad. What you got for us?
I just want to, you know, kind of talk about what you guys are talking about with the All-Star games. I'm 47, and I really haven't had an interest to watch one of them from any sport in probably about 25 years. When I was a kid, I loved them. But I don't know, that was probably just me being the kid. To me, they're just boring. They don't really have anything that interests me. A lot of the players, they're just out there, you know, doing stuff, not really competing at a high level, because obviously nobody wants to get injured or anything. But it just lacks things for, you know, an avid football player or an avid basketball, you know, watcher, I should say, watcher, not player.
Yeah, no, Phil, absolutely. I think that what you say in both cases is right. Over the last 25 years, I still would think that that range is not where it begins. Because, like, for example, I would still think that, you know, up until like 2010, the Pro Bowl was still a fairly competitive game. When it comes down to it, though, yeah, the more physical games are not going to represent what you're watching throughout the year no matter what.
Right.
That's harder to replicate. It really is. But as Phil said, when he's a kid, it did match that. And the other caller that we had earlier mentioning that, you know, the money, the accessibility wasn't always there. That was your time to be able to watch a player that you wouldn't normally get to see. That's why it's genuinely fascinating, looking at the different facets of how All-Star games have collectively managed to watch their own demise happening.
It's just shown you how much these professional sports have evolved, right? Because
yes,
with the evolution,
science
came,
especially.
Yeah, it became the demolition of the All-Star games, pretty much.
Yeah, and it gets to a point of, outside of baseball, what do we do? Is there anything All-Star game-wise that matters? That is the fascinating issue to me. 803-0550. The demise of All-Star games is one of the topics that is definitely curiosity here for Joe and I today. We'll also dive into the Bills, targets for the offseason, and who's the closest threat to the Bills in the AFC East in the next several years. We'll go into that as well. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're here with you until 3 o'clock on WGR.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers,
Are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising?
People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience?
Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative.
Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it.
Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.